What is that sound, you ask? From the number one
station, welcome to the Rec Show Podcast, a show dedicated to beatmakers around the world. Sit back, relax with the host, Golden Mind.
I know your worth. Word is bond, word is life, word creates their birth. Be true to yourself and know your worth. Word is bond, word is life, word creates their birth. Be true to yourself and know your worth. Word is bond, word is life, word creates their birth. Breathe in, cleanse the temple of a residue simple. Breathe out toxins, lock block that can edge you.
Everybody's counting their blessings and not their problems. Having a good weekend. Hope y'all vibing out, man. Just staying chill. Staying safe. Drinking your water. Taking care of your mentals, man. All that stuff, man. Yo, listen. Welcome back to episode number 33 of the Rec Show Podcast. I go by the name of Golden Mind, and I welcome you. If this is your first time, welcome to the show, man. If you're returning, yeah, thank you for listening, man. I appreciate you, man. And yeah, we're gonna vibe out again, man. Keeping New Jersey this week again. We got another New Jersey native. He goes by the name. Well, let me say this first. He's an instrumentalist, a beat maker. He owns his own multimedia company. He goes by the name of YTC Music. Y'all welcome YTC Music to the show. And we're gonna vibe out, man. Get to know him a little bit. I threw some different questions at him this week, and yeah, man, it's going to be a good show. Y'all going to vibe out, man. I appreciate y'all. We'll be back, man. Peace and love, yeah.
Another one. Peace. This is YTC, straight out of New Jersey, and you're plugged into the Rec Show Podcast with Golden Mind.
That's a GPC remix. Yeah, man. By, of course, YTC. Shout out to YTC, man. Yo, so we gonna get into an interview right now, man. Yeah, man, YTC, welcome to the show. So, yeah, man, I just wanted to start off the interview by saying, for B-heads that might be asleep, please introduce yourself, where you're from, what your name means, and how your name was.
All right, well, my name is YTC. I currently reside in Bloomfield, New Jersey. The name YTC, I get asked this question a lot, actually. The name YTC actually stands for Yours to Create. The way I came about the acronym was from this book called Atomic Habits by James Clear. This came during a time where I was really focused on bettering myself and, self-development. And I came across a quote in the book that said, "Be the designer of your world and not merely the consumer of it." This line really struck a chord with me, and I interpreted it as, this world is yours to create. So this definitely resonated with me, because at the time I was actually on a hiatus with the whole music thing, and after I read that I was like, fuck it, why not? Let me create my own world and not let it create me. So that's basically the gist of how YTC, that the name actually came about.
Yeah, man. Hey, that's a dope way to bring that about, yo. Yours to create, man. Yo, books, man. Yo, I'm reading some crazy books right now, too, man. I'm going to put that out on my Twitter, though. But anyway, yo, so, like, how did you begin your journey into music?
I began my journey into music, I think, like a lot of other beat makers and producers that I talked to, and that started with me being an MC. I was actually in a group called Constant Elevation, which later turned into AIC, All I Seen, with my cousins and some guys out in the BX in Queens. We used to do a lot of shows in the city and college radio stations and all that. And this is actually the time where I really dug into music and, considered it a part of me and a part of my life moving forward. I always loved listening to music before this, but this is the time where I really got into creating it and making something that I can call my own. So yeah, my journey into music began as an MC.
This is Unusual, and I'm from Union City, New Jersey. You are now plugged into the Rec Show podcast with the one and only Golden Mind.
Shit. Rip shit. To the hip, the hop, you don't stop. Dice effects with the real hip hop. Well, on your mark, you get set. Can't forget to go. In case you didn't know, the flow is fat like Joe. Yo, you nigga, they know that I'm back, man. You're whack, man. I eat a rapper like a Pac-Man. I figured you bring it straight from the cellar. Varela, packing more hits than Lupinella. I swell her. Nigga in his eye, if he tests me, you don't impress me. Yeah, yo, books kick the rest, G.
One time for your mind.
Hey, yo, what up? The crew bringing the ruckus, yeah. No doubt we's the roughest dream team. Reign supreme like a cutlass getting duckers. The dope, you can't touch the flow. It's me, the nigga with G, the B, double O-K-S. So say yes, a bunch of caliber when I pop shit and rock shit like Metallica. Stakes through the hearts of them snake fake niggas. Come on up in my face, jealous of my tape niggas. So honey, shake your fingers and show me what you got. Dice effects with the real hip-hop. Dip the hop, you don't stop. Dice effects with the real hip-hop. Dip the hop, you don't quit. Dice effects and we came to real shit. Dip the hop, you don't stop. Dice effects with the real hip-hop. Dip the hop, you don't quit. Dice effects and we came to real shit. Next nigga to quote me, I hope he got more miracles than Smokey. Won't be no discussion, strictly head crushing, lead rushing through your body. You're in my danger, feel like riding like power. I'm back up in that ass, G could plow. And now we got the game to a T like how. To introduce myself and my peeps, straight from the sewer, staying true to the streets.
Well, it be me, Crazy Drace, bringing up the rear. I swear, we got to hold it down there, yeah. So there, now let me crack a beer and kick my feet up. Turn the heat up, and speaking of smoke, all the weed up. Kids, I eat up, with the style that's the newest. My crew is getting more run than Carl Lewis. It's from the sewers, now you see me on the top. So stop, and recognize the niggas on your block.
Dip, the hop, you don't stop. Dice effects with real hip-hop. Dip, the hop, you don't quit. Dice effects and we came to real shit. Dip, the hop, you don't stop. Dice effects with the real hip-hop. Dip, the hop, you don't quit. Dice effects and we came to real shit.
Hey, yo, MCs, that's irrelevant and delicate to the texture. But this style of mine is well defined like Webster. Ain't a bad nigga roar from the Jordan. The jabber jibber when I get stoned like Sharon from Slipper. Equipped, rickety ripped the microphone to shreds. Dread, yo, come and hit these niggas in the head.
Connect my rhymes like Lego, so let go my ego. I burn you like Waco, you need more to make them. I take it to your crew and keep them moving like I'm U-Haul. I'm here to school y'all, figure these faggots like RuPaul. I throw a screwball and strike out the MC. And if he tempts me, I knock him out like Jack Dempsey. I burn some Sensi to chase it with the Guinness. The illest, now hit me with the hook because I'm finished.
That Dice Effects remix, real hip hop. Yo, YTC, man. Yo, I told y'all, yo, man, that's so dope, man. Though, listen, so YTC, man, creatively, like, what goes on in your mind as you hear samples or sounds you want to use in your production? Yeah. And then I always ask this too, like, melodies or drums?
When I dig for sounds or samples to use, I usually just listen out for things that strike a chord in me. You know, it could be a 1 second percussion note or, you know, a whole 4-bar loop. But, you know, I don't really have a set process for finding that inspiration. You know, I just usually listen and just let it hit me. You know, sometimes you just hear something and be like, damn, you know, I gotta rewind that. Yeah, that's what I look for. you know, when I'm digging for samples or trying to find some sounds to use. Melody or drums first? This is the question, you know, a lot of producers ask, you know, and I think it really depends, you know. If I hear a melody in my head, you know, or just feel like messing around on the keys, I'll usually go with the melody first. But for the most part, I just like to get a groove going first, and then I start playing along with that. So, yeah, I gotta say drums first, you know, it depends.
Yeah, I feel you, yo. So, what DAWs or analog gear do you use to create your beats, your music? Is there a specific reason why you use those tools? Because they are tools, ultimately, when it comes down to it. Like, they help you get your creative ideas out to everybody, you know? So, yeah, like, why those DAWs or analog gear? That's why I asked that question, yeah.
Yeah, man, I actually use a bunch of different ways to make music, but if I had to narrow it down, I would say Logic, my Machine, MK3, the SP404, and Koala. In terms of creativity, I feel like, you know, the Machine and Koala, they really help me with, you know, getting my ideas out without overthinking shit. You know, with those, I sort of just let it loop, and then I start adding layer after layer of sound. So creatively, I think those two help me a lot. The SP, that helps me with keeping things simple. You know, not having too many things in the way, you know, like adding, you know, effects and VSTs and whatnot. You know, the restrictions on that, you know, I just think helps me with getting the ideas out and you know, not overthinking shit again. And Logic is kind of like my all-around tool. You know, I use it for mixing. Sometimes, I make, the beats, you know, straight in Logic. But mainly I use it for like mixing, and then, you know, if I'm laying down live instruments or, you know, a synth or whatnot. So yeah, those are the tools of the trade for me.
What's up? This is U4. You're checking out The Rec Show with Gold in Mind.
DB Flip Sessions 5, yo, telling y'all, man, yo. And then before that was The Real, telling y'all, man, yo. YTC, man, y'all check him out, man. Check his links. I'm gonna leave the links in the bio. But yo, YTC, like, New Jersey is where you reside, so like, what were your musical influences growing up? And then part two of that is like, what is one moment that stands out in your childhood regarding music?
I mean, growing up in Jersey, you know, being so close to the city was, you know, huge in terms of, you know, musical influence. You know, I also, you know, grew up during the golden era of hip hop. So, you know, being here in the tri-state during that time was huge. You know, I didn't really grow up in, you know, so-called musical household, but you know, my folks were always playing like classic rock and old joints and stuff. You know, shit you would hear on like 106.7. I think that's an NY and J thing. So, but yeah, there's a lot of influences, man. You know, how much time do I got with this answer, man? Like, you know, I gotta say, you know, I gotta go with the usual suspects. You know, Wu-Tang, Tribe, Nas, Jay. Slum Village, Gangstar, you know, in the late 90s, early 2000s, I really, you know, got into the roots, Little Brother, you know, quote unquote neo soul stuff, you know, even like Maxwell, Raphael Sadiq, you know, everybody in that soul quarian rotation, and you know, just a bunch of underground hip hop, you know. That's kind of what I was into late 90s, early 2000s. You know, I also was influenced by a lot of 90s R&B. So, you know, like Jodeci, Blackstreet, Mint Condition, John B, you know, that list goes on and on, you know. Also Stevie, you know, OGs like Stevie, Bill Withers, you know, even, you know, doo-wop music, you know. So, you know, there was a wide variety and array of, you know, things that I was listening to as a kid that, you know, influenced me and, you know, how I approached the music and, you know, how I felt about music. You know, it probably isn't too original, but, you know, fuck it. You know, it was still memorable for me, you know. You know, it was the day that I first heard Illmatic. I was chilling in the car with my older cousins who were the ones that actually put me on the hip hop and music for the most part. And, you know, we were hotboxing the whip in a park in New Brunswick, and my cousin pops the Illmatic tape in. Probably aging myself with that. But yeah, he put the tape in, and I was going crazy, man. I was going nuts. Everything about that tape was crazy to me, man. Like, you know, the first thing I noticed was, you know, Nas's flow, his cadence, wordplay, you know, everything that he was, you know, laying down on the track. And then, you know, the second part to that was, you know, the legendary beats, you know, that was on that tape. So, you know, that moment really, you know, I remember it clear as day. And that was actually the first time that I really got into hip hop like that. So definitely probably one of my most memorable moments in regards to, you know, music.
Checking out Strawberry Juice, and the track before that was Pretty Brown's Another DB Flip Sessions, number two. Yeah, yo, we back, man. YTC music, man. YTC, man. Yo, so listen, this is a different question I'm gonna ask this time. You know what I mean? Like, I feel like we are responsible for teaching the younger generations, or the ones underneath of us, about our history, hip-hop history, right? So I'm going to just ask that question. So what are the five elements of hip-hop are, like DJing, MCing, breaking, graph, beatboxing, right? So which element did you begin your journey with, and like what was it that sparked your interest about that?
Yeah, man, I know these elements very well. I actually began my journey into hip hop with MCing, like I said. You know, MCing was my main thing that I did when I started out. And like I said, that, you know, that's what actually got me into beat making. You know, I was making beats for myself and, rhyming over them. You know, I tried breakdancing, but, you know, I was fucking horrible at that. I was able to pull off, you know, a windmill or two, you know, some freezes on a good day. yeah, I mean, you know, I love breaking, never was really good at it. I was also into, you know, graffiti and tagging when I was younger. I remember my tag was Tiny, because I was such a young, small dude running around tagging shit all up. Got into a lot of trouble with all that back in the day. But yeah, you know, definitely wasn't DJing like that. You know, I got a bunch of homies that are DJs, you know, shout out to Elite Camp, you know, in Jersey. But yeah, never really got into DJing and beatboxing. It's just like breaking. I tried, but horrible at that as well. So yeah, man, definitely respect it though. Definitely respect the five elements of hip hop.
Yeah, man. Yo, gotta respect the five elements of hip hop, man. So listen, next question is, there's a game I have called Superheroes, right? You play it by naming your childhood, teenager, and adult beat maker or music producer superheroes.
Major killer.
No drama is off limits, my guy.
I mean, I get influenced by a lot of different stuff. When I, as far as beat makers and producers, I guess I had to say my childhood producer heroes would have to be Primo, RZA, Q-Tip, Pete Rock, Large Pro. Man, there's a bunch. A bunch of others from the golden era, you know, but, those are the names that are coming and standing out for me right now. In terms of my teenage years, you know, I'd have to say, Dilla, of course, Ye, Just Blaze, who else? High Tech, Ninth Wonder, Illmind, M Phases, Salam, Remy, Alchemist, Neptune. Man, there's so many, bro. On to adult years, I probably had to go with, I'm just naming stuff off the top. Of course, Madlib, Apollo Brown, Odyssey, just a bunch, man. More recently, though, that aren't really in the realm of hip-hop, you know, would probably be FKJ and Kuanbin that I fuck with heavy, man. You know, those guys, they really inspired me, you know, to get back behind the boards and start cooking up some music again. So, you know, FKJ and Kron being on, you know, more recently. I know I missed a bunch, and, you know, some of those might overlap generations, but, you know, fuck it, man. I'm getting old, man.
Kids, step into my zone, mad rhymes will stifle ya. Lines like rifles go blast when I kick some ass. A lot of rappers be like one-time wonders. Couldn't say a fly rhyme if there was one right under their noses. I hate those motherfucking poses, but I'm so real to them it's scary. And with my unique skills, nah, you can't compare me. And no, we don't make whack tracks. And all the suckers get pushed back when I'm kicking real facts. I represent, set up shit like a tech boy. You're paranoid cause you're a son like Elroy. And you'd be happy as hell to get a record deal. Maybe a soul you'd sell to have mass appeal. Oh yes, I'm
seas when I breeze. Give me room, please. I be like fascinating when I be updating, cutting off white kids, pulling their trump cards. I thump hard and make them say that I'm God. Niggas be pretending they're hardcore, never know the meaning of. But I get props like a slogan, and no man could ever try to diss when I kicks my jam. Lyrically deaf and connected, complete mic record. No double checking, vocals kill like weapons. But if I have to, I go all out with no mic. Yeah, that's right, cause I survived mad fights. And for my peeps, I truly care. Cause without some of them, I wouldn't be here. And they all know how I feel. The suckers be like playing themselves to have mass appeal.
Second, one for Charlie Hustle, two for Steady Rock, three for the fourth coming live, Future Shock. It's five dimensions, six senses, seven from a midst of heaven to hell, 8 million stories to tell, nine planets faithfully keep an orbit with the probable ten. The universe expands length, the body of my tags possess extra strength, power lifted powerless up out of this towering inferno. My ink so hot it burned through the journal. I'm blacker than midnight on Broadway, you're myrtle. Hip hop past all your tall social hurdles, like the nationwide projects, prison industry complex, working class poor, better keep your alarm set. Streets too loud to ever hear freedom ring. Say it back in when you sleep. It's dangerous to dream, but your chain cats get they chabam. Dead now, killing fields need blood to graze the cash cow. So numbers game, but shit don't add up somehow. Like I got 16 to 32 bars to rock it, but only 15% of profits. Ever seen my pockets like 69 billion in the last 20 years spent on national defense, but folks still live in fear. Like nearly half of America's largest cities is one quarter black. That's why they gave Ricky Ross on the crack. 16 ounces to a pound, 20 more to a key. In 5 minutes sentence searing and you no longer free. 40% of Americans own a cell phone, so they can hear everything that you say when you ain't home. I guess Michael Jackson was right, you are not alone. Rock your hard hat black, cause you in the Cerrodome. Full of hard niggas, large niggas, dice tumblers. Young teens in prison greens facing life numbers. Crack mothers, crack babies and AIDS patients. Young bloods can't spell, but they can rock you a PlayStation. This new map is with a motherfucker. Ass. You wanna know how to rhyme, you better learn how to add some mathematics.
This might be most definitely
simple mathematics. Check it out. I revolve around science.
What are we talking about here?
This might be most definitely
simple mathematics. Check it out. I revolve around science.
What are we talking about here?
Peace, peace. This is the homie Economy from Jersey. And you now rocking with the Rec Show Podcast with the homie Golden Mine. You living life like it's golden over here, baby. You feel me? You dig?
Yeah, man. So listen, yo. You know, now that you're a little older and wiser, what would your advice be to the younger you? Like, if you were speaking to the, like, you know, a 13-year-old you, what would be the advice you would give to yourself about when you first, you know, making, starting to make beats, trying to figure it all out? And then also, what would be your aspiring words to artists being creative while working maybe one or two jobs to support themselves and still maintain their creativity?
My advice would be just keep going, you know, no matter what. You know, on my whiteboard right now, I have two words: patience and consistency. You gotta be patient with this shit, man. Don't try to jump the line, because, you know, it never works that way. Being patient will help you learn, and it will also help you be at peace with the way things are when you're creating, you know, especially in the social media day and age when, you know, you wake up, you turn on your phone and you see a bunch of, you know, what other people are doing and, you know, where they're at, you know, and you start thinking, why am I not there? You know, I think just coming to terms with, you know, all right, you know, let me be patient with this. It takes time. You know, I think, you know, doing that and having that mindset, you know, can help you when you're creating and be at peace with that. You know what I'm saying? So the other part of that, you know, being consistent, you know, being consistent with your routines until they become habits, you know, and second nature, that plays a big part in trying to get to where you're going. You know, find out who you are, find out who you want to be, and take the steps to get there. And by doing these steps consistently, no matter what, you know, time management, man, time management is super important when you got a lot of, you know, you got a lot of responsibilities and you got a lot on your plate, you know, time management. For me personally, man, you know, I got a 9-to-5, you know, a wife, 2 kids, you know, I also own a digital media agency on the side. So I can relate to this very well. I keep a tab on everything I need to do a month out. And also every morning I wake up and write out the tasks that I need to get done for the day. You know, I also block out chunks of time dedicated to each separate task. So, you know, to put it plain and simple, manage your time. And like I said before, you know, be consistent. Be consistent with your routines. And then, you know, those turn into habits and then you don't even have to think about it, man. So, patience, consistency, and, you know, time management, man.
Listen, I always ask this, right? Because it's all about who you know. It's all about your network, right? Your network is your net worth. You know what I mean? All that type of jazz, man, if you're reading. And so I always want to know, like, what is the beat maker music production scene like beat battles and everything, like, in the city where you live at in New Jersey? And then, like, how do you connect with like-minded beat makers and producers such as yourself where you live at, or even in New York or the surrounding area, Delaware, if we got some in Delaware. I know we got some in Delaware. I just got to find them, man. But, yeah, let me know.
Beat culture scene here in my area is actually pretty non-existent, man. I usually have to travel to NY for beat sets and showcases and whatnot. And most of the time, they're in BK. There might be a scene out here, but, I just haven't crossed paths with any beat makers in the area. There's a few in JC, a few joints in JC, Jersey City that I've been meaning to check out, but, you know, I feel like that's few and far between. The main way that I've been connecting with other beat makers has been social media mainly, IG and Twitter. That's really where I've been able to find, you know, other like-minded individuals who are really into the beat culture like that. you know, so, you know, especially during, you know, the quarantine and during this whole COVID, I was able to really connect with a lot of talented and like-minded individuals through the social media channels.
Yeah, man. So, man, that's a shame, man, because, yo, we got so many dope people, man, like, that's making great music, amazing music. I want to, like, get them out there to the world, you know what I mean? Like, my guy Brain Orchestra, yo, if I could ever get him on the podcast, man, y'all let him know, man. I've been looking for him, man. I sent him a message. It was, like, last year, months ago, like, maybe 4 or 5 months ago, but I know you're busy man, but if I can ever get him on the show, man, it would be dope too, yo. So I just always, you know, wonder about that. So let me ask you something. Like, so how do you think artists such as yourself can benefit from, like, total control over your music, right? Because everything is about control, distribution of it, especially with, like, cryptocurrencies and blockchains and stuff like that. Do you dabble in any of that stuff?
Man, this is a loaded question too. Yeah, I mean, I know the big talk nowadays is, you know, NFTs and crypto and all that. But to keep it absolutely 100, I have no idea how the hell they work. I mean, I know a little bit about it, but, you know, not enough to really comment on it. You know, I probably should do some reading up on it, though, but, you know, in regards to this question, I really can't comment because, you know, I don't really know enough about it. But, you know, shout out to everybody on Twitter and in the social media world that's changing, you know, their names to .eth, you know.
Getting high too, Lexus and Jeeps, got peeps down on God roof. It's all the same shame, just a different name. Shorty's different game, just to maintain. Shorty nice, shorty got cool game. Shame me too, I wear bounties and dreams. It's the lifestyles of the rich and shameless. Some die with the name, some die nameless. It's all the same game, all the same name.
Hey, what up, y'all? Y'all know who it is. It's your friendly neighborhood Namekian, a.k.a. Tatsumaki, and you are now listening to The Rec Show with Golden Mind.
I wonder if we could look closely at some lines from It Ain't Hard to Tell. And I'm wondering if you would just read it for us.
It ain't hard to tell. I excel, then prevail. The mic is contacted, I attract clientele. My mic check is life or death, breathing a sniper's breath. I exhale the yellow smoke of Buddha through righteous steps. Deep light to shining, sparkle like a diamond. Sneaker Uzi on the Allen and my army jacket lining. Hit the earth like a comet, invasion. Nazis like the Afrocentric Asian. Half man, half amazing. Cause in my physical I can't express through song. Delete stress like Motrin, then extend strong. I drink my wet with Medusa, give us shotguns in hell. From the spliff that I lift and inhale, it ain't hard to tell.
To care of his children, to raise his children to be men and women in the T-SOV structure which is built, to deny that I can be a human being.
In your trunk, turn the bass up, knock stories by Aesop, place your loot up, parties I shoot up, Nas to analyze, drop a jewel, inhale from the L, school of full well, you feel it like Braille, it ain't hard to tell, I kick a skill like Shaquille, holds a pill, vocabulary spills, I'm ill, plasmatic, I freak beats
slam it like Iron Sheik. Jam like a tech with correct techniques. So analyze me, surprise me, but can't magnetize me. Scanning while you're planning ways to sabotage me. I'll even froze like heroin in your nose. Nas a rock well, it ain't hard to tell. It's what your frame of mind is chosen. I'll leave your brain stimulated. Niggas is frozen. Speak with criminal slang. Begin like a violin. End like Navaya Thin. Is deep. Well, let me try again. Wisdom be leaking out my grapefruit truth. I dominate break loops. Giving Mike's ministry cycles. Streets disciple. I rock beats this mega trifle. And groove even smoother than moves by Villanova. You're still a soldier. I'm like Sly Stone and Cobra. Bagging like a roster in the weed spot. Vocals are squeezed blocks. And CZs drop. Though they need not to sneak. My poetry's deep. I never fail. Nas is rap. Should be locked in a cell. It ain't hard to tell.
In 2022, man, I'm really trying to focus on putting out projects, man. You know, I spent a lot of 2021 doing challenges and doing beat battles. And, you know, don't get me wrong, man. Like, you know, those got me a lot of recognition, you know, especially, you know, the Smack Pack one where, you know, I made the finals and stuff. But you know, this year I kind of want to focus on, you know, just creating and, you know, elaborating, you know, in my own world, you know, so to speak. You know, I'm actually aiming to release something in February and, you know, hopefully a lot more small projects in between on Bandcamp. So, you know, be on the lookout for that. People can check me out. You know, I got a SoundCloud, I got a Bandcamp, you know, YTC Music. And for the most part, they can see a lot of my music and follow me on IG and Twitter. IG, it's YTC Music, and on Twitter, it's YTC_music. That's where y'all could check out more YTC and follow me for the latest on everything YTC Music.
Yeah, man. Yo, y'all check YTC Music out, man. I'm gonna leave his socials in the link in the description. Bandcamp, Apple Music, Spotify, all that type of stuff, man. So if you can click on the links, check them out, man. Support them, man, as much as you can or willing to, man, if you feel the need to do that. But yeah, man, YTC, I appreciate you, man, for being on the show. I appreciate you for, you know what I mean, spending the time and saying yes and gracing us with your presence. And hopefully somebody get some jewels out of these, the time that we spent doing this. And yeah, man, if y'all enjoying this show, let me know, man. Leave a comment in the description of these shows. Leave a comment in my Bandcamp. Let me know on Twitter or Instagram, all that stuff, man. So try and get more dope producers on the show. And yeah, man, I can't wait, man. It's gonna be a good year. So yeah, man. But we'll be back, man. Episode 33 with your host Golden Mind. I appreciate y'all, man. Make sure y'all take care of yourselves, man. And I'm gonna see y'all on the next one. You feel me? Yeah.
sell like younger kids or other producers. That's cheating. You can't really sell with your girl. Like, when it comes to this producing shit, you can do whatever you want.
You've been listening to the Rec Show podcast. Be sure to subscribe, like, and leave a comment. Remember three things. Believe in your music. Take care of your mental. Become the best version of yourself. Until the next one, Golden Mind signing off. Peace and love, yo.
To be the best, you got to work overtime. To be the best, you got to work overtime.